Your North Iowa news continues on your Friday, February 6th. A two-vehicle crash was reported Wednesday afternoon at the intersection of Highway 14 and Floyd Line Streets in Floyd County. According to the Floyd County Sheriff's Office, deputies responded to the scene at approximately 3:09 p.m. on February 5th. Authorities say a 2012 Chevrolet driven by Allison Savannah Clark of Osage was stopped at the intersection and attempted to turn left to head southbound on Highway 14. And at the same time, a 2024 Mack truck driven by Keith Glazier of Alta Vista was traveling northbound on Highway 14. The two vehicles collided in the intersection. The Chevrolet was declared a total loss. Damage to the Mack truck is estimated at approximately $8,000. Minor injuries were reported as a result of that crash. The incident remains under investigation by the Floyd County Sheriff's Office. A North Iowa woman is facing multiple charges after she allegedly operated a vehicle while under the influence with a loaded gun in her vehicle. The Floyd County Sheriff's Office arrested 70-year-old Barbara Portis of Rockford just after 4:30 p.m. on a Wednesday afternoon. She was wanted on warrants charging her with OWI and carrying firearms while under the influence, both serious misdemeanors, plus possession of drug paraphernalia, a simple misdemeanor. According to criminal complaints filed by the Floyd County Sheriff's Office in January, Portis was pulled over for driving conduct just after 1:30 p.m. on December 12th on 155th Street, about 2 miles northeast of Floyd. Portis appeared to be confused and slow to respond, and Canine Sirius gave an alert on possible narcotics inside the vehicle. A probable cause search of the vehicle resulted in the discovery of a glass pipe with residue from a controlled substance, as well as a loaded firearm. Field tests determined Portis to be impaired, and a urine sample was sent to the state DCI lab for testing, which indicated the presence of drugs in her system. Two warrants for her arrest were then issued on January 12th and January 14th. Portis is scheduled for a preliminary hearing on February 23rd in Floyd County District Court. A traffic stop just northwest of Charles City has led to a cocaine possession charge against a North Iowa man. The Floyd County Sheriff's Office says a car driven by 37-year-old Andrew Ashbach of Floyd was pulled over at mile marker 213 on Highway 218 for a registration violation. Further investigation led to his arrest for possession of a controlled substance, a serious misdemeanor. According to the criminal complaint, Ashbach was consented to a search of his vehicle, resulting in the discovery of a clear baggie containing a white powder substance, which field tested positive for cocaine. Authorities in northeastern Iowa are investigating a shooting that left one woman dead. Cedar Falls police said they received a 911 call about a shooting at an apartment at the 1000 block of Maplewood Drive at about 7:30 p.m. on Thursday night. Cedar Falls police say a fight occurred between acquaintances and a female victim had been shot. Police and EMS arrived and attempted life-saving measures, but the woman died from her injuries. Public Safety Director Craig Birdie said in a release, the identity of the alleged shooter is known and the public is not at risk. No further information has been provided at this time, and the investigation will continue. And finally, today, a northeastern Iowa woman accused of trafficking methamphetamine has been sentenced to 20 years in federal prison. Investigators with the Tri-County Drug Task Force conducted a controlled delivery of methamphetamine to 51-year-old Michelle Bruno of Waterloo in May of 2024. After that delivery, Bruno was found in possession with 4 pounds of meth and an additional 2 ounces. In all, authorities said Bruno had received about 12 pounds of methamphetamine over several months from a source of a supply and sent more than $25,000. To that person. Investigators later contacted Bruno again, and she admitted to obtaining another kilogram of meth. She also said she paid more than $5,000 to her supplier to satisfy a debt. In August of 25, Bruno pleaded guilty to conspiracy to distribute a controlled substance. On Wednesday, Bruno was sentenced in Cedar Rapids by U.S. District Court Chief Judge C.J. Williams to 240 months in federal prison, followed by 5 years of supervised release. Federal sentences do not include parole. Bruno remains in the U.S. Marshals custody until she's transported to a federal prison. That case was investigated by the FBI, along with the Iowa Division of Narcotics Enforcement, the Mid-Iowa Drug Task Force, Iowa State Patrol, and the Tri-County Drug Enforcement Task Force, which includes the Waterloo, Cedar Falls, Evansdale, Waverly, and LaPorte City Police Departments, plus the Bremer and Blackhawk County Sheriff's Departments as well. That is your North Iowa News on your Friday, February 6th. For these stories and more, go to kchanews.com or 951thebull.com.